Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
John Siegley and EJ Wilson here from Inside Carolina. EJ, this week the Tar Heels are going to have their bye week, so it's a chance for the team to kind of regroup, go back to the basics, and really try to turn their fortunes around for this season. Now, being a former UNC letterman yourself, how do you think the team should handle this bye week, and do you think they should be working on anything specifically having gone into this with a losing record for the season?
I think no matter if you have a winning or a losing record, I think your approach to the bye week should be the same. I think there's three parts to what you want to do. First, you want to take a little bit of time to kind of reflect on where you stand as a team, address the overall attitude of the team, or the overall performance of the team, and kind of reflect on not necessarily all negatives, but some of the few bright spots that we have had this season. I think that they should at least take time to do that in a meeting or just when they're watching film or something like that. The second part is to address some of the issues that they're having, to work on them, to mainly focus on fixing the things that they have gone wrong, mainly taking care of the ball. Our quarterbacks need to work on progressing through their reads. They need to work on their fundamentals. Our offensive line needs to work on their fundamentals as far as protecting the quarterbacks and giving them a pocket. And they also need to work on their run blocking. And on defense, we need to just go back to the basic fundamentals, tackling drills, and just working on forcing turnovers. And I think the last part of the week, maybe a walkthrough, will be dedicated to Virginia Tech, because at the end of the day, you don't want to overprepare for a team. You want to make sure that you can take the time, the brief time in the season, to focus on bettering yourself without having a distraction of having to compare that or scheme against another team. So I think the main focus needs to be on our team and just a brief introduction to Virginia Tech at the end of the week, just so we can make sure that we're properly prepared and do take advantage of the extra time that we have to get ready for those guys.
Thanks, EJ. To get the full scoop on UNC football, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.